On a rainy Tuesday morning in San Francisco, Mayor Daniel Lurie stood surrounded by law enforcement and recovery advocates to launch the Reset Center. Lurie says that the facility fulfills his campaign promise to end the choice between compassion and law enforcement.
For too long, San Franciscans have been told that we must choose between clean, safe neighborhoods and compassion for those struggling on our streets. I ran for mayor because I believe we can and should do both. And today we're showing that our city doesn't have to choose between compassion and accountability. This center is the next step in breaking the cycle. Our plan to fundamentally transform San Francisco's response to addiction and homelessness.
The mayor gave a blunt warning to those engaged in drug use.
The Reset Center allows our officers to arrest those engaged in public drug use at a speed and volume we have never seen before. If you use drugs on our streets, we will arrest you.
But the mayor also insisted that the primary goal is not incarceration, but rather creating a stabilization point to help the vulnerable sober up.
The Reset Center is a health-focused facility designed to care for publicly intoxicated individuals by moving them off the street and into a safe, controlled environment. It provides hope by giving individuals a chance to sober up and be connected to treatment. I've said from my first day in office that public safety is my top priority. That extends to every person in San Francisco, whether you live here, work here, or are struggling here.
Supervisor Matt Dorsey says the legislation is a necessary response to the current fentanyl crisis.
I consider the Reset Center to be the single most important policy shift in San Francisco since the advent of the fentanyl crisis. I applaud Mayor Lurie for implementing this much needed change and for bringing a measure of accountability to the crime of public drug use that has been too long missing, and also for identifying a partner of Connections Health Solutions caliber to help operate it. As a recovering drug addict myself, as a member of the recovery community, I know I'm not alone in believing that nothing San Francisco has done over the years to tolerate or enable public drug use has helped anyone.
Dorsey says the party is over for those who flout public safety laws.
Anybody coming to San Francisco needs to know that there are now three new options. Get sober, get arrested, or get out.
San Francisco Sheriff Paul Miyamoto says the center fills a gap in how first responders handle public intoxication.
For years, officers and deputies responding to public intoxication have had limited options, the jails or the hospitals. This center provides another option for us not to leave somebody on the streets.
Sheriff Miyamoto stressed that the facility is designed to provide therapy rather than punishment.
It is not a jail. They are not sleeping it off on the floors of a holding cell. They're in a therapeutic environment with healthcare professionals right there to assist them, not just while they sober up, but also to provide guidance and support and options once they are released from the facility. It gives people the chance to sober up, to get lucid, to start moving towards the accountability that Supervisor Dorsey mentioned.
Artis Crenshaw participates in the Positive Directions Recovery Program, a San Francisco nonprofit that provides addiction treatment. He shares the grim reality for children growing up in neighborhoods where people use drugs on the streets.
I work hand in hand, front line, on these streets, seeing kids walk past fentanyl users, and just like fascinated by the wrong things. So what I learned by being in Positive Directions is to save people, to clean the streets, to stop the cycle from a kid growing up doing what they seen.
Local business owners like Michelle Delaney, who owns a bar in the city, says the new center gives hope for business owners in San Francisco.
As a business owner, it's hard for us to know how to help. And it feels like we're just pushing folks who need support into other neighborhoods and onto the doorsteps of other business owners, which is not helping. I appreciate that we have leaders that are willing to put the hard work to make a positive change. there's going to be tough love. And we will see it led with empathy, kindness, and compassion.
Mayor Lawry says the Reset Center will begin as a pilot program in the south of Market area, with plans to expand citywide if it proves effective. Annette Felix, reporting for KPFA Radio.